Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
.841 Who Music always for Coach Q. Coach Q sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. I don't know if you know this, Hooters, it's a way of life. Sponsored as well by the Wintrust Community Banks, folks. We go to Coach Q now. Well, look what you did since the last time we talked. Team's completely turned around and can't be stopped.
Well, we've been fortunate, very comparable to what's been going on here for this stretch here. Goaltending's been spectacular and gives us a chance to get our feet under us and keeps us in games. And at the end of the night, a big factor in us winning. But there have been a lot of close games, and last game was a good example. Actually, both Dallas games were, and coming out on the winning side both nights was we felt fortunate to come up with 4 points, but definitely give the goalies a lot of the credit.
Six straight, and now getting production from the A-team as well. This is why the rest of the league doesn't want to play the Blackhawks, because when the Blackhawks get hot, I mean, look out. And you've set the bar very high here, Coach. We've gotten used to winning, as you know. And there's just a feel. There's just a feel to the Hawks when they get on a roll like this. And I got that feeling, Coach.
Well, it's every game's different, and there's been areas of our game that have improved, and certainly our penalty killing's been a big improvement since the start.
So much better.
And, way more effective in a lot of ways, the way they're moving and getting the job done. Timely production is there. Anisimov's Artie's gotten off to a tremendous start to the year, and a lot of guys there, our top guys, are producing, and I think we're starting to see a little bit better rotation of the four lines, which I think we can still be improved in that area, and we can have the puck a little bit more. But certainly, we'll take the wins, and but we still need to get better in some areas.
I need to explain the penalty kill to Dave. Dave, yes. What we're talking about here, Dave, is rotation.
Yes.
So I told Coach the other day, mm-hmm. I said, let's play musical pucks.
Mm-hmm.
When the music stops, somebody better smack a puck out of the zone.
it worked.
It really seemed to work. Coach, don't you think that was the key?
There you go. Whatever works. Whatever it takes.
If he could reach through the phone and pat me on the head, he would.
I'm not sure he would pat you on the head.
Maybe
right?
Smack me in the face. One of those two.
Coach, how come when it seems like when you put Kane and Taves together, it does breed success for you, and it happens even when they haven't skated together for a while? Is that just a testament to just how great these guys are as players?
Oh, they're great players. They're tremendous guys, and great players as well, and they make guys around them better. And we feel when they're apart, we have that much more for our opponents to be concerned with. And when they're together, they still get some other line mates as the game goes along. And when they're not together, they still get a lot of shifts together, be it after a penalty kill or on the power play, and some other shifts as well late in period. So it's not like they get away from one another on a game-to-game basis. They still have a lot of shifts together, and I think they like playing with each other. And but it's we like to keep them apart for the majority of the year for the consideration of who they're going to play and who they're going to match up their top line against. And sometimes you get a little better matchup with the other group who they don't put the heavy group against.
At the Blues tomorrow night, this is a good hockey team, even though they've been a little bit up, a little bit down. I think they're 7-5 so far. Big boys, and not attractive, by the way, Dave. I don't know if you ever noticed that about the Blues. They hate puppies and they hate their grandmothers. But what are you looking at with the Blues, and who do we need to watch for?
Well, I think the Blues got the balanced look. They got everybody plays the right way. They play a real good team game. They have the puck a lot, a very active D. I think that's the consideration we got to be worried about. But Stastny line, you could talk about all their lines. Tarasenko's the one guy that can shoot it better than anybody around the league, and, play a little close to him. And I just think across the board, when you play St. Louis, it's not a lot of room, and it's a tight game, and the chance numbers are usually low. But every game's kind of different, like we said earlier, that, expect anything against St. Louis, but the best thing they do well is they don't give you any room, and we want to make sure that we get out of our end quickly.
We'll let you go on. Do you got one more, Dave?
Well, I just want to ask about this week. How much of a test is this for you with three really exceptional teams, the Blues on the road, then you come home and you've got Montreal and Washington, two of the top teams from the Eastern Conference, and Montreal right now leading the way for the league.
Well, we got Shazzy will be coming in on Sunday night. I'm sure he'll be excited, and his teammates will be excited with him and for him. So it'll be a tough game. And Wash is playing well, and they always play us tough. So it's that's a good test, and we know the importance and how big the St. Louis game is as well. So we'll look at the one game tomorrow night, and hopefully sustain where we're at right now, and still think there's room for us to improve and come home and with two games before we go on a tremendously tough trip at the end of the month. So that's what we got ahead of us.
Before I let you go, are you in mid-season nickname form yet? You got a lot of new guys on this team.
Not yet. We haven't. I haven't formulated the nicknames yet. We haven't come up with any good ones yet. So we're.
I know you got Reimer, obviously Van Riemsdyk, but what do you do with the Hinostroza?
TBR. We went to TBR there.
Yeah, probably better. What do you do with the Hinostroza?
Vinny.
Really impressive. How about Tutu? What are you doing with Tutu?
It's either some guys call him Jordan or Toots.
Toots is good. I like that. Let's see. Schmaltzy? Is that it? Schmaltzy?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah, that was good, Steve. You picked that right up.
Yeah, Schmaltzy. You know, I like to go out on a win, Coach. I got Schmaltzy right. Oh, look, our time's up. All right. Enjoy the Election Day festivities here, and then tomorrow we look forward to another fine performance by your Chicago Blackhawks. Really good run here, Coach. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks, guys.